So like John already mentioned, my first slide I put, are you willing to get out of the boat? Especially with interpreting in tongues. That's kind of how it feels sometimes. Anyway, my topic is praying in tongues, our prayer language, interpreting tongues. And praying in tongues sometimes is called our prayer language, our devotional prayer language, supernatural languages, praying in the spirit. There's different terms for that. And then interpretation of tongues. Living Word has always been an equipping ministry. That's what we do. We believe in the gifts, like John said. We believe in tongues. We're not shy about it. And so I just want to do some teaching this morning, and then hopefully we'll have time at the end to do a little bit of activation exercises for those of you who are brave enough to do this, because I don't want to do it by myself. So I'm still learning on this. But the focus today, I want to focus on interpretation of tongues. And I'm not an expert on this. This is just some things that I've learned, I've picked up, and it's a learning process. So you may have your own take on this, but this is some things that I've learned, my observations. And if you're new to the baptism in the Holy Spirit, if you haven't received the baptism in the Holy Spirit in tongues, it's just a big mystery. You know, chat with our leadership afterwards. And encourage you, look up the scriptures about the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues and all the gifts. And we have some awesome resources in our bookstore out here, too. So avail yourself of that. I covered this in depth last year. Was it last year, John? Long time. I had a two-part teaching on the tongues. So I'm not going to go through all of that. But in review, I just want to remind people that the baptism is for all believers. And believers is the key word here. That means you're born again. Jesus is your Lord and Savior. And because he's our baptizer in the Spirit, he's our door, he's our covering, he's our protection. And that's really important. And if you've ever had any occult involvement, it's important to close that door and renounce Satan and any of his works before you ask for the baptism and receive his prayer language. That's really important. But it's also promised to us by Jesus from our Father. There's some verses up here that I'm not going to read out, but it's Luke 24, verse 49, John 14, 16, and 26, John 15, verse 26. And those are verses where Jesus says, this is from my Father. He promised it to you. And he promised it to us because we need it. There's for good reason. And we have a good Father. You know, he loves us. He wants to give us good gifts. Matthew 7:11. So there's so many benefits, which I'm not going to go over again, but spirit, soul, and body, they build us up in every way. And also, everyone's experience is different when they receive the Holy Spirit and their prayer language and the timing of that, and that's okay. Some people get their prayer language right away. Some people get it later, and it's okay. We're all different. We're all individuals. And also, a reminder that it's supernatural. Tongues is supernatural. It's from the Spirit. I can't learn tongues, but they are given by the Holy Spirit, and they can be a known language like English or Chinese or even American Sign Language. I've used to interpret. I know stories of that happening. It can be an unknown language between you and God, given by the Holy Spirit, and it can also be, you know, tongues of angels, and that's talked about in 1 Corinthians 13:1. Also, a reminder that tongues is not a badge or reward for being holy or super spiritual. You know, in charismatic circles, some people get really obnoxious about it, and they've hurt people. And that's not what it's about. It's about a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And he's not the language. It's about a relationship with a living person. And when I was putting this together, I realized there's some at least for me initially, and for some people, there's kind of confusion about the difference between our private, personal prayer language that we pray with and worship with and the public tongues. So I just want to address that briefly. Our private tongues is talked about in 1 Corinthians 14:2. For if anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to people, but to God. Indeed, no one understands them. They utter mysteries by the Spirit. So your personal prayer language is to God, with God, between you and him. You know, it's like your personal hotline that the devil can't touch, our doubt can't touch that. And it's available to every believer. And it's usually received when we receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit, like I said, but you can get it later. We can start and stop that anytime we want. Anytime, any place, loud or soft, you know, kamashabakalabadak. I can start and stop that anytime I want. It's used in a group setting in praise and worship like we just did this morning. And John never used to do this ages ago. He wouldn't sing in tongues in worship. And now he does. It's just effortless. I'm so proud of him. He's so awesome. But it can be sung or spoken. And we do that here. It doesn't need to be interpreted. It's my private prayer language because God knows what I'm saying. My spirit knows what I'm saying. But I believe that we can interpret, and I'll show you that in a little bit. We can interpret our own private tongues because I want to know what I'm saying. And I think God wants me to know what I'm saying in my spirit. So its main purpose is to build us up, spirit, soul, and body, and communicate with our Father. In public tongues, we see that in 1 Corinthians 12:7-10, and it's the list of the gifts of the Spirit. And at the bottom of that list, it says, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to another, still another, the interpretation of tongues. So I see this as God speaking to men, to his body, like we have here publicly. And it goes with the gift of interpretation, so we know what's being said. It can also point believers, unbelievers to Jesus when they experience that. It's one of the 9 gifts, spiritual manifestations of the Holy Spirit. And this one is the public gifts of tongues is spontaneous. And it's not by man's will, my will, if I wanted to do it. I can't choose to have the gift of tongues and interpretation. It's how the Holy Spirit wills it to happen. It's his choosing. Does that make sense? Okay. It's not by our will. It's his will. So, and it often feels different, at least in my experience and people I've talked to, the public gift of tongues, there's a different anointing to it. It'll often sound different than your private tongues. It's a little bolder. And there's just a different anointing to it. And sometimes you can just feel how it feels different. If any of you, have you guys experienced that? If you've experienced? So to me, the main purpose is to build up the body of Christ. So I want to go over the definition of interpretation of tongues. And there's a couple Greek words that I found. There's two, 1 Corinthians 12, and then in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and also in Luke 24. The first Greek word, I can't pronounce Greek, I don't know, hermeneia, something like that. It means an interpretation, giving the gist of a message rather than a strict word-for-word translation or an equivalent meaning. And the other Greek word I found was diermeneuo. Any Greek scholars in here? Okay, good. Because I just butchered that. And that means to explain thoroughly, to expound upon. And also note that whatever the tongues is, that's what the interpretation is going to be. So like, if a tongue is prayer, the interpretation is going to be a prayer. I mean, that's seems kind of a given, but if the tongue is praise and worship, the interpretation is going to be praise and worship. That's just kind of obvious to me, but so why should we interpret? Why bother? Why do this? Why ask for it? And I found a couple reasons. The first one, which is probably the best, is the Bible says to ask for it. This 1 Corinthians 14:1. Follow the way of love and eagerly desire gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. Also in 1 Corinthians 14:12-13. So it is with you, since you are eager for the gifts of the Spirit, I am, try to excel in those that build up the church. For this reason, the one who speaks in a tongue should pray or ask that they may interpret what they say. Another reason is to give us a message from the Lord. just like John said, edification, exhortation, and comfort. God knows that we need that. He knows that his body of Christ needs that. He knows his children needs to hear from him. And it can also usher in his presence. If you've ever been in a meeting where it comes forth, you know, you can feel it. And when Clay Nash was here, was it John June, I guess? Clay Nash was here in June for a weekend, and he mentioned, he encouraged us to pray in our tongues and interpret it so that we can get instruction and dismiss it. God can talk to us. So he really encouraged us to do that. And we'll practice that later. Also to get attention so that we'll listen. I don't know about you, but when I hear tongues and interpretation, it gets my attention. It's different. You know, it's like, whoa, what is this? It just grabs me. Another reason is to convince an unbeliever, point them to Jesus. Another reason is that I have, final one I have listed, is private interpretation prepares us for public. I just find that when you practice your interpreting your private prayer language, when no one's around, you just learn to flow better. You just get used to doing that, and you just flow in the Spirit. And then when you're in a public setting, you're kind of used to doing that, you know, and it's easier to flow and yield to the Holy Spirit. And to me, it just kind of reminded learning an instrument or something. We practice privately, you know, so nobody hears our mistakes. We kind of just learn to flow. And then when we're in a public setting, we're more comfortable doing it. So I just find it's, you know, practice privately in a safe place. And then when you're in a public setting and God's looking for someone that's yielded, you're ready. Well, maybe not always ready, but. So I found I want to play three clips, video clips, of people interpreting tongues and interpretation. And these are public gifts. They're each about 2 minutes long. And I chose these three for a couple reasons. They are experienced believers in the body of Christ. They're not newbies. They're not young Christians. They're experienced. And they're like totally yielded. They're just focused on God. They don't care how they look, if it looks foolish, whatever. They're just going for it. And I want you to note how their gift of tongues all sound a bit different. They're very different. So, and the body language. And you may have to adjust volume, Jerry, just see how it goes. This first one is going to be Kenneth Hagin Sr. You're all familiar with him. Charismatic Bible teacher, and he started Rhema Bible Training Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and just big influence on so many charismatic leaders. So this is in a meeting, probably, I'm guessing, the 60s. And notice his tongues are very rhythmic. And then he interprets his own tongues, which he did a lot, actually. So we'll start with that.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's try it again.
Thank you, Lord.
Hang on. Sorry, technical glitch. Sorry about that.
Thank you, Lord. Shimorake Guzungo Dokodaga Dafra Kiti Pokotolo Kota Laba Kaninevi Inch Genigi Igi Dibi Kita Paya. Rodinga Nangan Sukotora Nangi Gidi Bifi Hin Sukotolo Prophet Evi Enge Gidi Ba. Erinaga, Sorodegi, Egedibo, Oradaga, Aganini. Many are concerned about the future, and they wonder what will happen. Will darkness overtake, or will the light shine bright? Yea, saith the Lord of hosts, remember that you're in my hands, and remember that I know the future better than you know the past. And all is well. I will alert you concerning that which will affect you. I will show you the way to go, and you'll walk in it and be blessed above all the people of the world. Upon the earth you shall be blessed, for thou art my people, and my people shall rule and reign, and the blessings of God will fall upon them. The latter rain shall be poured out, yea, upon nations that are now barren and void, but the rain will be poured out. The seed will be planted. The harvest will come. The glory of God will shine upon the earth. Amakin sum gun doom bung gun ding gang ging doom bung gong dung gun dung ging ching ging go bo da. Alobratuta. And they of the world will walk on in the way in which they walk, and the darkness shall overtake them. But ye shall walk in the light. The entrance of his words giveth light. Walk according to the word. Walk in the word. Walk in the spirit. The power shall rest upon you, and the glory of God shall be seen upon your face. Many shall turn to the Lord. Great days, great times, great blessings are ahead. So rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What's interesting to me is this was probably in the 60s, and it's still relevant. It grabs me.
Yeah, so Rich always taught us, when you get a prophetic word, if you hear a prophetic word, if it does something in your spirit, perhaps it's for you too. And I know that was done 50 years ago, but it did something in me, and I feel like I can grab that, and God wants to fulfill it in me, because I just heard it. So,
wow. I've got two more. Those are awesome. Yeah. This next one, they're about 2 minutes long. This next one is someone interpreting another person's tongues. And this is Mama and Papa Goodwin. And I found out that the Goodwins were in Smith Wigglesworth's meetings in the 30s. Yeah. And so they mentored the young Kenneth Hagin Sr., who we just saw. They mentored him in the gifts of the spirits, and also John Osteen, who is Joel Osteen's dad, who is a mighty charismatic guy, my gosh. So this is a clip from Believer's Voice of Victory TV show with Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim. So, and I want you to notice Mama Goodwin, her tongues sound totally different to me. They sound like pidgin English or something, I don't know. And then the husband gets the interpretation.
Devil. And when I first came into the baptism in the Holy Spirit, I had told someone that speaking in tongues was of the devil the week before, and then I ended up speaking in them because I was at a meeting with Brother Hagin and Papa and Mama Goodwin. Now, in that gift package, you're going to get the book of the Goodwin's Church. They said that the Goodwin's operated in tongues and interpretation, and their church had the best flow of the gifts of the Spirit, which we need in our churches.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
So we have an old tape of Papa and Mama Goodwin. This was probably 1975 or so. It was at a Rhema Bible Training Center graduation. The first person you'll see, probably they might have done Dr. Roy Hicks, I don't know. And then Brother Hagin invited them up, and we have tongues and interpretation through Mama Goodwin and then Papa Goodwin interpreting. So bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Now stood on Lesta in the youth trough stemekata. I don't want you to take the bumble day in Guru's Devi is a great heavy last summer on your foot here. I even will a Lord on your bone call a feast of India but and stumble stepa. I want you to take a lotus or a sander, rejoice if he hunter, with a hopalastande diata, and with a spondole feasty, for marasande kete, hithra, abra anaitito.
Now, students of the training center, I do not want you just to take the word of God as if it were bound between covers and had no life, and go along with it folded to you and declaring that I am so hungry for more of the Word of God I just carried in my arms. Neither do I want you to walk around as if you had a great load on your shoulders and it being my Word all bound up and bundled up together, and saying that my burden is so heavy and I am so concerned about the lost world until I can hardly make it from day to day. But I want you to take my word and assimilate it into your spirit. As you read my word, believe and declare it. For I do not want you to be a dead issue, but I want you to be alive. And I want you to be quick as you declare my word to act upon what is promised unto you, and you shall come out on the side of victory.
Good, isn't it? Now, you notice she had actions, and then he picked up the actions. I found that really interesting. This last one is also 2 minutes. It's Adonica and Rodney Howard Brown, and some of you may know them. They are from South Africa, and they came to the States a couple decades ago. So charismatic evangelists, pastors, teachers, and they run the River at Tampa Bay, and their Revival Ministries International in Florida. So now I want her tongues was really long, and his interpretation was really long. So I just took a short segment, but I want you to notice her tongues are really, I would call them more eloquent, almost like Italian or something, and then she's very emotional, which happens.
Even been able to survive, and you shall go and speak my word, and an oasis shall spring up, and you'll be used by me, saith the Lord, to cause even whole regions to be shaken to the very core. For notable signs and wonders will be wrought, and I will give you the keys to unlock the whole region. And I will even speak to you in the night hour. And I will speak to you in visions, speak to you in dreams. And even some, you'll see my face. And my glory shall be made manifest. And you'll not go out by yourself, for you go out representing all that I am. And you shall announce, and you shall proclaim, and you shall speak. And supernatural things shall happen. Even at your word.
Now, how many felt edified, exhorted, and comforted listening to those? I did. All three of them. It didn't matter when they were filmed, you know. I think that's just awesome. I'm going to go over some misconceptions that I ran across, especially regarding public tongues and interpretation. First one, some people say, well, it's a translation. And according to the Greek words I found, it's not a translation word for word. It's giving you the gist of what's saying, the meaning. So like two people could have the interpretation, but say it differently. You know, John could have the interpretation, you know, Stephen could have it or whatever, but you'll say it differently because of who you are. But it'll mean the same thing. Also, the length of the interpretation may not equal the length of the tongues. And I believe partly because the Holy Spirit's language may be more concise than the interpreter's language or vice versa. It could be that maybe words of prophecy follow the interpretation, or it could be that maybe that was really someone's private, personal prayer language, or maybe actually a prophecy, which could happen. Another misconception is that it's someone's imagination, and that can happen, and the interpretation can be wrong. So that's why all these messages must be tested, just like we do with prophecy. Judge it, measure it against scripture, you know, character of God. That's really important. But if it's a true interpretation, it's not someone's imagination. Next is, people will say, oh, they know the language already. And that's usually not the case when someone's interpreting. They don't know the language. They've never heard it before until they're hearing it spoken at that time. And plus, a lot of people don't know what they're going to say ahead of time. They just, you know, don't have a clue. And they can't give the interpretation until they actually start speaking. And then it comes out because they don't know what's coming next. It's spontaneous. And you can't premeditate it. And a lot of people can't even remember what it was afterwards, and they couldn't repeat it if they wanted. Also, especially with public tongues interpretation, if one person interprets, you figure, oh, well, they can always do it. And that's not necessarily the case. They may be the only one that was yielded at the time or available, but that doesn't mean that they necessarily can do it every time. It's by the Holy Spirit's choosing. It's his choice. Some people say, well, you should never interpret your own private tongues. And the Bible doesn't back this up from verses I've read. Paul doesn't, you know, Paul says he speaks in tongues more than anybody. And then that we should ask and pray that we interpret. And we just saw, you know, Hagin Sr. do this. Now, if no one's available or willing to interpret the message, then we can ask to receive, you know, to get it. Because he says to give it to him. And sometimes God will give them both, like we saw with Kenneth Hagin. Sometimes people will say, oh, well, it has to sound like the voice of God. And this one made me laugh because it's like, well, who knows what God's voice sounds like? I mean, really? Who's going to decide that? I mean, honestly. So, and it doesn't have to be King James English, and it doesn't have to sound really holy and the voice quivering and all that, you know. Just be yourself and maybe speak louder so people can hear you. Also, some people will say, well, if no one interprets, it's of the devil. Well, there can be reasons why there's no interpretation. One of them could be no one's available, in which case the speaker should ask to interpret it. Maybe somebody isn't obeying the Holy Spirit, or they don't know they have the interpretation because they haven't been taught, you know, about that. Or they just didn't obey. They didn't speak out. They thought they had it, but they were too afraid to say something. Or maybe the tongues is actually somebody's personal prayer language. So to me, what I get out of this is we shouldn't give each other grace while we're learning this. You know, give people some slack. We are just help people learn to listen to the Holy Spirit, because not pounce on them the minute they make a mistake. Oh, you goofed up. You know, you're out of here. I mean, we're all learning, and we all know what it's like to step out in the Spirit. It's scary. And so it's a learning process. So let's encourage each other, give each other feedback. You know, when someone steps out, you know, let's say Nancy steps out and does this, and just, you know, go up to her, give her feedback and say, you know, good job. You know, that really ministered to me. That helps us learn. People have done that for me personally, and it means all the world. It really does. I think Rich has mentioned this in his classes, that tongues and interpretation is essentially equal to prophecy. And 1 Corinthians 14:5, I have up here, it says, Paul says, I would like every one of you to speak in tongues, but I would rather have you prophesy. The one who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, unless someone interprets so that the church may be edified. So to me, this means that public tongues plus the gift of interpretation of tongues is essentially equal to the gift of prophecy. And they're both forms of prophetic utterance to build up the body of Christ. And it's really the Holy Spirit's call on which form he's going to use. He could do both in one meeting, you know, gift and tongues and interpretation, and then someone else could have a prophetic word. But it's by the Holy Spirit's will. It's his choosing. And we've seen both of them here at Living Word operate. So, who can interpret? This is us. I had to put that up. Men, women, children filled with the Holy Spirit. That's us. Whoever God chooses to use. That's us. Any believer yielded and available to the Holy Spirit. I hope that's us. So you have to hunger for it. You want to be used. If you don't want to be used by God and you're not going to hunger for this, you probably won't get it. You know, we want to be used for it. So it's up to you. 1 Corinthians 14:1 says, follow love, eagerly desire the gifts, to be zealous. You know, you're passionately pursuing this. So does God want you to interpret? Yeah, if you're willing. Are you willing? Some people say, well, you shouldn't interpret private tongues. And Paul says, 1 Corinthians 14:13 through 15, for this reason, the one who speaks in a tongue should pray that they may interpret what they say. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. So what should I do? I'll pray with my understanding, but also pray with my pray with my spirit, but I will also pray with my understanding. I will sing with my spirit, but I will also sing with my understanding. Now, there are also many Christians, and it's important to judge. Like I said, it's important to test and judge our private tongues interpretation. I'll never know what message God has for me unless I interpret my private prayer language and interpret it. In English, there's things he wants to tell me. So I'm pressing in for this. This isn't something I've done a lot of, and I'm just thinking, Lord, I'm expecting this to be you. Now, I've got some examples of some people that did this, who regularly interpreted their private prayer language. The first one was John G. Lake. He had one of the most successful healing ministries in the century. And I found out that he prayed in tongues, and interpretation was how he did everything in his ministry. And if you look at any of his messages or books, they have a note at the bottom. It'll say, this was by tongues and interpretation by John Lake. Or it'll say, given to John G. Lake by tongues with interpretation while in Africa. He was a missionary to South Africa. Another example is Oral Roberts, who's with the Lord now. I have a book by Terry Law called How to Enter the Presence of God. And this gentleman, Terry Law, graduated from ORU and had his own worldwide ministry to nations hostile to the gospel. But he, for this book, he interviewed Oral Roberts and also Kenneth Hagin Sr. In his book, he says, he's at ORU, and Brother Roberts, he says, Brother Roberts took me to the window and said, see that building over there? Yes, I replied. I was praying in the Holy Spirit and began to interpret back what the Holy Spirit was saying through me in tongues. Well, and I began to interpret it back. The Holy Spirit said, you build that building. So I built it. I said, you're kidding. He said, oh no. Every building on campus came from the Spirit in the same way. And this Kenneth Hagin Sr., another example. And in Terry's book, he also has a quote. He's talking to Kenneth Hagin Sr. And he says, well, Oral Roberts told me that he prayed in the Spirit all the time and interpreted back, and he's been doing that for 30 years. And Brother Hagin smiled at me and said, "Oh, well, I've been doing it for 40 years. Yeah. From the earliest time of my ministry, I'd be praying in the Holy Spirit according to what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14. My understanding is unfruitful. I was speaking mysteries, so I began to hunger to try to understand what the Holy Spirit was trying to say to me. So I began to interpret. As I began to interpret, the Holy Spirit was trying... I'm sorry. As I began to hunger to understand what the Holy Spirit was trying to say to me, so I began to interpret. As I began to interpret, the Holy Spirit began to bring up in me the things of God. And my whole ministry is based on that, and every major decision of our ministry has come out of that." Amazing. Also, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This is a quote from Gloria in one of her booklets. She says, "Even in private devotions, we pray in tongues and then pray the interpretation in English without realizing it. Was that me, Lord? Or was that you? Most of the time, I hear my own spirit speaking to my soul, and almost every leading I will receive in my everyday life will be a prompting, an impression, a thought, inner witness, leading unction from my spirit. And it sounds like me because it is me. The Holy Spirit can communicate. The Holy Spirit communicates with my spirit, which prompts my mind. That answer, the prompting, the impression may seem so natural, I don't realize it's the Holy Spirit leading me." And Kenneth Copeland does the same thing. He prays constantly in the spirit and interprets it back. The last one is Jesse DePlanis. He has a funny story. He says, one day in his car, he was in his car driving all by himself, and he just bursts out in tongues. So he's thinking, what for? I'm the only one in the car, you know. So God spoke to him and says, well, interpret it. So Jesse says, but Lord, I'm the only one in the car. And God said, no, you're not. I'm here too. You know, duh. So Jesse spoke in tongues and interpreted it, and he found out he needed it. It came from God. So and we can do the same thing. When you're driving, you're doing dishes, you know, prayer walking. So how does that interpretation come? How does it happen? I think it's similar to prophecy. And a lot of you guys are already doing that, because like when I get prophetic keyboard songs, Gail was the one that always interpreted, just her. And now everybody's doing it. It's awesome. So it can be like we receive prophecy, which is one of the ones is our still small voice to our spirit, pretty common. Because we're joined with the Spirit, he's going to talk to us. Another is an inner lift or urging to speak, kind of a quickening. No, God's going, come on. Physical symptoms, you kind of have a burden, like you know you want to interpret it, but you get joyful, or your throat gets really dry, or you feel like you got a thumb in your stomach, you know, going. You're pounding hard, or you get sweaty palms, you know. Been there, how many been there, done that? Some people just know it. It's like they heard it in English. It's just there. I think John has mentioned that. Sometimes you just know what they're saying. It's there. Sometimes God will put just one or two words in your mouth, and you have to speak them out, and then more will come. I think when Kavika, I was watching one of his, Kavika with Fire and Joy Ministries, he said it was something like a box of Kleenex, you take the first Kleenex out and more will pop up, and it's kind of like that. You speak out the first one or two words or, you know, images and more will come. Some people see words actually spelled out in front of them or a picture. Some people actually hear a voice or a song in their spirit. And then some people will sense God's heart or his emotions. And I want to just mention, if it's a public setting, like here, you know, if you're not sure whether you should speak out or not, ask God for an opening. Say, God, I think this is you. Just make an opening for me to do this. And just go for it. You know, what's the worst that could happen? Actually, I found a really good clip. You may know this one. It's a good picture of faith, which is called R-I-S-K. You know, what's the worst that could happen, right? This is from Indiana Jones, I think the third movie, but this is one of the best pictures of faith I've ever seen. So I'm going to play that. just have to step out and go for it.
Nobody can jump this.
Indy!
His dad's been shot.
And you must hurry! Come quickly!
It's a leap of faith. God. You must believe, boy. You must believe.
If you can see it on the screen, if you remember, there is a stone bridge crossing the chasm, but it's camouflaged and he could not see it. But it was there to catch him, but he didn't know it until he stepped out and landed on it, and then he could see it across the chasm. And that, to me, that's trusting God. When we step out with tongues and we step out with all these gifts of the Spirit, he's there to catch us because he wants us to learn this stuff. So I'm going to go on to interpreting. We're going to I'm just going to go through a couple steps or tips on how to do this. It's really simple. First, it says to pray. Ask that you interpret. The Bible says to do that. And expect to receive it from the Spirit. And then you just start speaking out in tongues out loud so you can hear yourself. That helps. You just start speaking. And then the next step is, while you're speaking in tongues, you watch and wait for the first thing that pops into your mind or your spirit. Because if Jesus is Lord, I believe he has a right to speak to you first. We're going to hear other voices, but he's our Lord. I think Jackie Jacobson, that was one of her classes, and because he's my Lord, he's going to speak to me first. And so as I speak in tongue, something's going to pop up in my mind, an image, a verse, a word, maybe one or two words. You know, I'm hearing boathouse or something. And you hang on to that until the tongues are finished. And that's true if it's a public tongue. You just hold on to it till it's over. You feel the thought is finished. And then immediately speak out that. Don't wait, don't hesitate, don't talk yourself out of it, don't try to analyze it, because then you might premeditate. Don't premeditate it, you just go for it, trusting that that's the Lord. And as you speak, more will come. And then you stop when the flow stops. And then you just repeat it. And you can stop, you can take notes, write it down if you need to, and you just keep the cycle going. And we saw Papa Hagen do that on the public tongues. He spoke in tongues, interpreted, spoke in tongues, interpreted. And that was a public setting, but I believe it works also for our private. But remember, we always have to test it. It has to agree with the Word of God, God's character, just like we do prophecy. So are you guys ready? You want to try it? Any brave souls in here? One or two? Okay. I'm not going to make anybody do this, but here's the plan. I'm going to just pray a quick prayer, kind of rededication, praying for the Spirit. And then I'm going to have us, I think most of you here already have your prayer language. We're going to pray in the Spirit for probably maybe 15, 30 seconds, just where you are. I'm calling it a spiritual warm-up, just to get your spirit tuned in with the Holy Spirit. Turn off the mind, get the mind turned off. And then I'll go into the exercises, okay? So let's just pray. Let me pray, and then we'll do the warm-up. Okay, you ready? And everybody okay for that? Heavenly Father, we just right now set apart our bodies, souls, minds, and spirits to you, set aside for your glory, Lord. And we thank you for sending our son, Jesus, Lord, to die on the cross for our sins. Thank you for your forgiveness, God. We just renounce any sins, any occult involvement, anything like that, God. Just close that door now. And by faith, we receive and declare that Jesus is our Lord and Savior here at Living Word and in our personal lives. Thank you for coming into our hearts, giving us eternal life, Lord. And thank you that we are your children and that your Spirit lives in us. So, Heavenly Father, as your children, you promise to give us only good gifts when we ask. So, Jesus, baptize us right now in your Holy Spirit and fire. Immerse us to overflowing with your presence and power. Release us in speaking in our supernatural language from the Holy Spirit, and let the rivers flow from our innermost being. So we yield to your Holy Spirit. Lord, if we already have tongues, take us deeper. And by faith, we receive it, and we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. So let's just focus on Jesus, focus on him, and let's just worship him and pray without English for about 30 seconds. Okay, you can do it right where you are. Shema kolo barada shema ro suka da bara mana shema ro kolo mana da se boro ro suka mana da se shema ro suka da suka da bara da mana da shema ro suka bala da da shema ro suka da da bara da mana da da se kama ro boro suka da ba shema ne bara suka da bara da da mana da se kama ro ro shuru ro shema ro ra kana mara da she po suka ta mana ne bara da shema ro ro kolo le mana ne bara de de shi boro ro kolo mana ne bara da she Panada shook Matoro, shook a man at a shimon collaborated, shake a man at a ship, shake a man of Shimano Shukarabada day, Shimano Sukutabala, Shimana, Seta, Sheshukota man and a ship of the ship, Shimana, Kamado Shubara, Shimano, thank you, Lord. If there's anybody here who doesn't have their prayer language, just soak this in, what's going on, and you can talk to you later about it and pray for that. So just take it in. Before we could do the interpreting exercise, I just want to read quickly from Terry Law's book about entering the presence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence. He says the only way to get into the presence of God is to get your carnal mind shoved out of the way. That's a good way to put it. Pray in the Spirit, interpret back, and get your mind hearing what the Holy Spirit is saying. By doing this, you've made your mind submit itself. You're casting down imaginations. You've brought every thought into captivity of the Holy Spirit. So now you're ready to move through the veil, ready for the glory, ready for the power. And the Holy Spirit gave him a word and said, Terry, see my son, I've got a whole lot of things prepared for them that love me. They're in your spirit, but you've got to get them up to so your mind starts to understand what the Holy Spirit is trying to show you in your spirit. If you'll pray in the Spirit and then interpret back, I will open the wealth of my kingdom to you, and I will show you what I've got planned for your body. You know, John 14:26, the Comforter, he'll teach you all things. He'll remind you of all things, and that's what he's going to do. So I want to do one or two exercises, at least one if we have time. If it seems kind of mechanical to do an exercise, I think it's okay. The Holy Spirit knows that we're learning. We're practicing listening to him. So anything that you feel like you're interpreting back, it may not necessarily be set in stone. We're practicing. We're learning. But just judge it, okay? So this first one, for those of you guys that want to, you can stay seated, or if you want to go against the wall or, you know, wherever. If you're shy about people hearing you, that's fine. So I'm going to put the steps up again here. I'm going to pray that we interpret. And then I want you to start speaking in tongues just like you just did. And then when you feel the flow stops, start speaking out what you think the Lord's given you. And you can write it down if you want. This is just for you, between you and God. And then repeat that cycle. So we'll just probably do that for a couple minutes. And then, if we have time, we'll do it in pairs. Okay. Let's see. Okay, so ready? So, Father, we just thank you for the Spirit within us. We just, as we practice listening to you, Holy Spirit, I'm asking for the interpretation of what we're praying and speaking in tongues. And I thank you that we will receive it. So just start praying right where you are, and then get ready to interpret, okay? Thank you, Lord. Shema no kolara bara shema no kolara shepo sukuta ba shema neri sukuta.